show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231 as we roll into hour number two. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. It's Don in, I believe, Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to tell you guys about a recent family vacation I took to Disney World.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised. I got up into the line. It turns out everyone who was entering the park had to go and get their fingerprints scanned.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, as soon as I saw it, I was kind of taken aback, and I was like, there's no way they can make everyone, you know, basically a fingerprint like some criminal, so I refused to do it.
And what happened?
What happened was as soon as I said something, there was a person standing off to the side who was just kind of monitoring things. They came over and grabbed me and took me to, like, this little tent-type thing. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking my fingerprint, they just took the information off my driver's license.
Mm.
And once someone saw that happen, it actually started to spread. This guy yelled to me and said, hey, you know, did you not have to show your fingerprint? I go, no, you guys just show your ID. And it just kind of spread through the crowd. There's a ton of people wanting to do it this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, good ideas do spread when they come across.
And nobody wants their fingerprint taken.
No, and exactly. I mean, the person who was doing it asked me, you know, what's the big deal? And I said, look, I'm not a criminal. And
I don't appreciate being treated like one.
Yeah, exactly. I go, there's no reason you need this information. There's nothing you guys could possibly do with it except get it lost or stolen or whatever. And,
and
you know, that's that. And it was actually just really cool the way it spread through the crowd. But, I mean, before I did that, you know, everyone was lining up like sheep. No one cared.
Sure, just trundling through, just okay, whatever you say.
The only way we're going to get through.
Dude, it was bizarre. I mean, just person after person, pressing their thumb to this plate like it was no big deal. And it looked like something right out of 1984. It just offended me.
Good for you.
So I wanted to make sure that, you know, anyone who's thinking about going, there's no signs, by the way, that tell you that there's an option. So you have to go up there and demand that they do something else besides taking your fingerprint.
Good job thinking outside the box, Don. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You know what? It's more evidence that all it takes is just a few dissenters. All it takes are a few with the courage to stand up and just say, no, I'm not participating in this, and you can't make me. And then that actually gives the sheeple, gives them a little bit of an injection of courage, doesn't it?
Often it just takes one person. And in this case, it did just take one person.
Yep.
One person said, you know, no, I'm not going to get my finger scanned, and you can give me my money back if you think that's the only way that's going to happen. And, you know, they took him off the tent. Obviously, this isn't the first time. They had somebody who was ready to take care of this. And then other people saw it, and they're like, hey, I don't want my fingerprint taken either.
Right. So people are concerned with privacy. It's just that they don't know they can do anything about it.
Right.
And that's what we want to do here on Free Talk Live, is be that dissenting voice for those of you around America and around the rest of the world that believe that that all is lost, that believe that the government has become so large and so omnipresent and so just ginormous that you can't get away from it, and that there's no turning things around, that there's no getting back to small or no government at all.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that that's impossible? Well, it's not. It is possible, and it's happening here with the Free State Project, which we'll talk about here in a little while. But I want to go back down to Florida, because that's where we used to live, and I don't actually physically want to go back there. I'm very happy here in New Hampshire, but I want to go there in thought and revisit a story that we talked about last year. Mark, what's going on?
From the Sarasota Herald Tribune, John Coffrin won't spend any more time in jail for beating up two sheriff's deputies inside his house, striking one in the head with a taser gun he had taken from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Circuit Judge Brick DeFuria said Coffrin's trial Tuesday that he doesn't condone the violence against the deputies, but Coffrin, 56, had a right to defend his family and property because the deputies had no right to be in Coffrin's house in the first place. So, I don't condone the violence, but you had a right to it.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. I guess that's that makes sense.
Well, he didn't want to say it was a good thing for him to bash the crap out of the cops.
You know, the cops, law enforcement was responsible for the chain of events here, said DeFuria, and I think the situations like this, officers became so frustrated they go beyond what the law allows them to do. So the police overstepped their bounds and they got their butts kicked, and they wanted to incarcerate this guy over it.
Let's recap, though, the story. As I recall, let me see, this is just by my recollection, I may have something wrong. But there were two cops. They were going to this house looking for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on a warrant of some sort.
They were trying to serve civil papers.
Civil papers. Okay,
civil papers,
so it wasn't even a warrant. So really, when you're serving civil papers, all you can really do is put them in the person's hand, and that's it.
Right. If they don't want to come to the door, they just can't come. They just don't come to the door.
Right. So the wife answered the door, I believe, and she told them she wasn't interested, or her husband couldn't make it to the door, or whatever
ill.
It was. And then the cops got a little bit pushy. She managed to close the door, the front door,
mm-hmm.
and then she realized that the garage door was open because she saw these cops peeping in the windows and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. She went and tried to close the garage door, and a cop stepped in the way, prevented the garage door from closing. And then, didn't she get into some sort of a scuffle with the cops? They tried to arrest her or something like that?
I can't tell you how. I can't remember how that happened. It says law enforcement was, the fight started when Coffrin heard his wife screaming in pain, went to the garage, and saw two deputies arresting her on the floor. The deputies were trying to serve Coffrin with civil papers that had been given 5 days earlier. They had entered the garage even though they did not have a search warrant or an arrest warrant. They arrested Coffrin's wife, Cynthia 50, on obstruction charges,
mm-hmm.
even though she had no obligation to follow their orders to bring her husband outside. The most critical...
Just a couple cops with an attitude.
The critical fact,
on their way
the officers
around.
Broke the law by stopping the garage door from going down, then entering the garage, the judge said. A jury was picked for trial Monday, but the judge granted a motion by Coffrin's attorneys. And
I mean, they're trespassers at that point.
They really were.
And he opens the garage door, the inside, the door to the house. He opens the garage door, steps into his garage, sees his wife being assaulted by the police, and then flew into a rage. And as you said, tasered one of the cops.
With the other one's taser gun.
And, yeah, beat the living daylights out of the guy. There was a female cop and a male cop, I believe.
Coffrin did plead no contest to the remaining charge of taking a taser gun from one of the deputies during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's a charge of disarming an officer during a scuffle.
Right.
But they're on your property.
But they dropped five of the six charges.
They did.
And then he got time served on the sixth, right?
Yep.
So that's some good news. I mean, when you reported...
It's time served, 8 days, Sarasota County Jail.
When
no
you had
probation.
Reported this to me, you had said the guy won. And I wanted to make it clear that he didn't win. All he did was win his court trial.
Mm-hmm.
He lost overall, because whenever you deal with bureaucrats, you lose. In many cases, all you'll lose is a few hours of your time, having to respond to their requests and their demands and jump
in
through their
case,
hoops.
A lot of court time in court, eight
time
days
jail.
In jail, $358 for court costs.
And he had to see his wife being arrested and assaulted by the police. And then he got into a fight. So he lost in a number of ways. I just wanted to make that clear. He just stopped the damage. He stopped the hemorrhaging of his freedoms as best as he could. That's what happens when you deal with bureaucrats. You're going to lose.
It says here the two deputies testified about their injuries Tuesday. Three blows to the head with the butt of the taser gun knocked Lutz unconscious.
Ha!
That's James Lutz. Apparently,
yeah.
Stacey Ferris
Scumbag.
Wasn't that much trouble. Well, he overstepped his bounds, and people
got what
do
he
that.
Deserved, as far as I'm concerned.
Everybody oversteps their bounds at some time. I'm glad that the cops are okay, and I'm glad this guy's going home. I wish that it had
I'm
never
shocked
taken...
he won. I'm shocked the guy won this.
Well,
I really am.
I'm glad he did.
I'm pleasingly shocked. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hey, I said last hour I wanted to read a quote. And I think it's just so good, it's worth reading, even though we're not even talking about the issue. Last hour, we had talked about the Washington, D.C. handgun ban that was struck down by an appeals court.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share with you what the mayor's response was. The mayor of D.C., Adrian Fenty, quote, "We intend to do everything in our power to work to get this decision overturned. And in the meantime, we will vigorously enforce our handgun law." So, isn't he just saying that he's going to ignore this court order?
Yeah, the second highest court in the land, forget him.
Yep. Just to give you an example of who
checks
you're dealing
with. Checks and balances, baby.
Right, what checks and balances? Judicial system? This guy doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's the mayor. He's going to do what he wants to do. What are they going to do, bring him up on charges? Really, are they? I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Is this binding on him?
You know, that's what they should
not.
Do.
They should just,
you know, as soon as they try to enforce it the next time, they should bring the officers up on charges.
Yeah, but who's going to do that? The D.C. prosecutor? The guy who's prosecuting the gun cases? Who's going to bring the charges?
Well, the feds should. Send the FBI in, have them arrest the cops.
That'll happen. Anyway, I just figured I'd show you what the attitude was like of these bureaucrats. They don't care. They could give a flip what the court says. More on the way. This is your show. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The place to go. All the features there are entirely free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show. One way you can do that is by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live hats and merchandise and T-shirts, the classic DVD archive collector sets, all there, store.freetalklive.com.
How close are the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. Laissez-faire books, that's lfb.com.
We started talking about some court decisions here over the show tonight, and according to that theme, here's another one for you. This one's not so good. We had a good one a few moments ago. This one, eh. In fact, really bad, actually. San Francisco, the Marijuana Policy Project, reporting a panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today rejected medical marijuana patient Angel Rake's latest appeal, potentially sentencing her to death. Because Rake's doctors believe that medicinal marijuana is essential to her survival, she argued that for the government to deprive her of her medicine would violate the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which states that no person may be deprived of life without due process of law. Rake and her attorney, Robert Rake, will discuss the ruling and their planned appeal at a press conference whenever. The court has just sentenced me to death, said Angel. My doctors agree that medical cannabis is essential to my very survival, and the government did not even contest the medical evidence. Every American should be frightened by this ruling. If we don't have a right to live, what do we have left? Today's decision marks a disappointing setback for rational medical policy as well as fundamental constitutional rights in America, said Robert Rake, the attorney. We may ask the Supreme Court to review the case and may ask the district court to review issues that the Ninth Circuit left unresolved. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Rake in a narrow decision declaring that the Commerce Clause of the Constitution permits the federal government to enforce federal marijuana laws even in states that permit medical marijuana use. That ruling did not consider medical necessity or right-to-life arguments, but in its majority opinion, Justice John Paul Stevens hinted strongly that the court would be receptive to such claims, acknowledging that respondents' strong arguments that they will suffer irreparable harm because, despite a congressional finding to the contrary, marijuana does have valid therapeutic purposes. Today's ruling is shocking, but it's not the end of the struggle, said Rob Campia, executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project and a self-proclaimed libertarian in Washington, D.C. Quote, last June, legislation to end the federal government's war on medical marijuana in the 11 states where medical marijuana is legal received a record number of votes in the U.S. House of Representatives, and support has grown this year. This is literally a matter of life or death for Angel and thousands of other patients, and we'll keep fighting on both the legal and political fronts until every patient is safe. And I know they will. We actually saw Mr. Campia speak at the Liberty Forum, and he was very good. They're doing good work over at the Marijuana Policy Project. I'm more of a fan after seeing him speak than I was beforehand. And it's just another sad, disappointing day in one of the courtrooms in America where they're essentially telling this woman that you're screwed. Now, you can't use pot.
This is a U.S. court, right?
Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a panel rejected Angel Rake's appeal, essentially telling her...
I'm sort of surprised that the Ninth would do that, but okay.
Essentially telling her, screw you. You're going to die now.
You know, and they also said screw the state, too, who says that it's okay for medical marijuana in that state.
Well, the people in that state that voted on that.
Yeah, screw them, too.
Yep.
You know, just everybody. You know, it amazes me that it... Haven't we talked about numbers like 85% of Americans support medical marijuana?
Yeah, it's a significant statistic. There are a lot of Americans that are for this.
And you wonder, I mean, that with those kind of numbers, what do these bureaucrats, what are they getting out of it?
The ones that are continuing to support the status quo, you
mean? Yeah.
You got to wonder about that, don't you?
I mean, is it that the CIA wants to make money off of them? Is it off the drugs?
They getting payments from the CIA? Are they getting payments from the black marketeers?
Is it that the black marketeers are so thoroughly entrenched in our government? You know, they have so many people on the payroll that they don't want to see it go legit because then the black marketeers wouldn't make their money.
And
so
there are billions of dollars being made.
Are they all paid off that way? Are they?
It doesn't make sense.
They all feel like some kind of brotherhood or kinship with their DEA brethren, their fellow bureaucrats, and they don't want them to lose their jobs? I mean, what reason is it?
That would be an excellent question to actually ask one of those elected officials.
But they would lie, Ian.
But no one's ever asked them that question before. It'd be interesting to hear what their lie was.
Well, their lie is it's bad for people, and we must protect them.
But it doesn't make sense. It flies in the face of how politicians normally work. Normally, they run out in front of parades, and there's definitely a parade for medical marijuana. I mean, if the statistics are even close to accurate, and I believe they are, that they've been the studies have been done over and over again, a significant supermajority of Americans is for this. Politicians normally respond to that sort of thing. They normally say, yes, I've been wrong this whole time. I'm changing my mind. Please, don't don't kick me out of office. Well, I mean, that's how they work.
In this particular case, these are judges, and they can't be kicked out just by, for those reasons.
It's true.
I don't know.
So, bad news there. Also, over in Australia, here's some more anti-drug wars or anti-drug stuff. NSW Premier Morris Lemma, this is from news.com.au, and opposition leader Peter Debnam have condemned, quote, an absurd and disgusting plan to decriminalize drug use advocated by the Greens. Greens leader Lee Rhiannon said the plan's benefits outweighed the dangers of keeping drugs like ice, that's what they call meth,
right,
over in Australia, illegal, and that under the current policy...
They call it that here sometimes, too. But
yeah,
rarely.
They call it that out in California. It's under the Lemma government that we've had this huge increase in the use of drugs like ice, she said. Ms. Rhiannon said her party was aware of the strong links between ice use and crime. Quote, the way to treat it is not locking people up. It's about having the program to get them off of it, says Ms. Rhiannon. Now,
I have to agree.
Now, treatment is certainly preferable to locking people in a jail cell, but I don't think we need to be forcing anyone to do anything. Mr. Debnam called for the resignation of any MP who supported the decriminalization of ICE, and Mr. Lemma this morning described the election policy as absurd and disgusting. But what I think is absurd and disgusting is the war on drugs. The war on drugs is absurd and disgusting in that it's resulting in locking our friends and family members up in jail cells for simply making the mistake of getting hooked on a substance. It's not a crime. They've not hurt anybody. Now, if they do actually go out and harm someone in, for instance, when they're trying to get the cash they need to buy the drugs, yeah, if you've actually harmed somebody, then yeah, you should be punished for that.
Sure.
But if drugs were legal, then the prices would drop precipitously. They'd go down to their market levels is where they should be. So instead of paying $500 for a few grams of a product, you'll pay a few dollars instead of 500.
Right. I mean, you know, there are very few people getting robbed over cigarettes, which are addictive, like as addictive as any drug out there. And there's few people getting robbed or hurt over alcohol, which is, you know, I mean, there's parallels between the two of these. And, you know, I just don't understand why people can't see that. People are getting robbed and hurt over crack. People are getting robbed and hurt over this crank ice or whatever you want to call it. Why?
They're so blinded. They must just be so blinded by the idea that they can help people by putting them into a jail cell. It doesn't make sense to me either.
The only thing they're helping is the bureaucracy and the black marketeers.
Under the plan, drug addicts would be treated for their dependence but not charged with a criminal offense, while dealers would be punished. We'll come back with a little bit more on this story and your calls as well. Dave in Montana, as well as Tim, your calls, 800-259-9231, war on drugs, the war on marijuana, or whatever's on your mind. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live and the show. Sure, if you take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line awaits for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. We have put them on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. And you can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Make yourself a part of it, ladies. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
You know, just as a an aside on the kind of customer service they give, you know, we're sort of, you know, we sort of work with them. Jason sent me some cigars.
Hey, that's sweet.
Very nice.
All right. So, was it your favorite kind?
Well, nobody would send me my favorite kind because my favorite kind are cheap. He sent me really nice cigars.
I see, but you only like your favorite kind.
No, that it's...
You told me the other night that you will only smoke your favorite kind.
No. Then you misunderstood me. I smoke fine cigars like anyone that smokes cigars does. I mean, I enjoy them for a special occasion, that kind of thing. I'm only really satiated from a nicotine standpoint by my cigars.
Well, and what are your cigars?
Have a Tampas.
So if you want to make Mark very happy.
Oh, God. I mean, a box of them is like $2.50. They're like 50 cents. They're drugstore cigars.
I'm just saying. It'd make you happy, wouldn't it? If a box of Have a Tampas showed up in our mailbox one day.
I suppose, but I mean, I'm going to go buy them anyway, so.
All right. So, all right.
So thanks, Jason.
800-259-9231. We're talking about an uproar, a controversy in Australia. Apparently the Green Party there has put forward a plan of drug decriminalization. And as predicted, the drug warriors are coming out of the woodwork, yelling loudly from their pulpits about how this is absurd and disgusting. And apparently, the Green Party says, Ms. Rhiannon said, there were more than 17,000 regular methamphetamine users and 14,000 dependent methamphetamine users in Sydney alone, and that the number was growing rapidly. She said, what's needed are prevention initiatives that educate the target populations to the dangers of using the drug and effective and accessible treatment programs for dependent and addicted users. Mr. Debnam said it was an outrage that a political party could support the decriminalization of a deadly drug. He said, quote, this drug is death to young people and it's undermining a whole generation. Any elected representative who even suggests access to ICE be made easier should take a good, hard look at themselves and do the community a favor and resign.
Hmm.
Mr. Debnam also condemned Labor for doing a preference swap with a party that held such policies. Mr. Lemma accused the Greens of trying to score, quote, a cheap bit of publicity, and said any MP who supported such a policy was completely out of touch with reality. Well, once again, you've got it exactly backwards.
Right, they don't give any facts, by the way, on you know, what they're saying. They're just, you know,
foaming at the mouth.
That's all they're doing.
Is that hyperbole? Is that the right word?
I believe that's right. That does sound like the proper use of it.
So you want to talk about being completely out of touch with reality? These jerks in these MPs, I don't know what their parties are, Labor or whatever, or whoever they are, whatever, the big drug warrior people. You're completely out of touch with reality. Let me give you a quick reality check. People use drugs. People use meth. People use marijuana. People use alcohol. Yes, that is a drug. People use nicotine. People use caffeine. People use crack. People use cocaine. People use a little bit PCP here and there. But people use drugs. And they haven't stopped ever. Your laws haven't stopped them, and they aren't going to stop them anytime soon. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make it a death penalty to snort some ice. Go ahead.
You're not going to stop them. Don't you think that would cut down a little bit more?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I mean, the penalties are so draconian.
I'm not saying it would be good. It would show what an awful thing that the government is in this particular circumstance. But I think that some people would stop using
it. It is hard, maybe a few, but it's hard to get any more draconian than the laws we currently have. We're putting drug users in jail for longer periods of time than rapists in some cases.
It's true.
You grow a few marijuana plants, you're going away for some people have gone away for decades for that. So, I mean, really, it's crazy what's going on. So, reality check, people use drugs, they haven't stopped because of your stupid laws. And all that your laws have done is driven the industry underground and put it in the hands of criminals. And they're the ones making the profits. The people who are profiting from the war on drugs are criminal gangs and corrupt cops. And those of you politicians who yell from your podiums about your war on drugs to get reelected. So, reality check is, your laws have done nothing but make the situation worse. And if you don't agree with that, you're completely out of touch with reality. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think you hit it all right there, man.
Yep.
But with the medical marijuana, I think you're up against the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry. See, it's like you inhale the smoke. The smoking Nazis don't like that at all.
Ah, I have the solution.
So
vaporizing.
Right, the vaporizer. And but anyway, the medical thing is, I think, just a delay. This is a plant that grows from the ground. We have certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator, and this plant has 25,000 uses.
Mm-hmm.
It will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you.
Hemp is an amazing product.
It is from God. You know, He gave it to us. And when Noah got off the boat in Exodus, in Genesis 9:3,
he smoked a fatty.
God said, "I give you all the green vegetation."
Yeah.
He gave.
He didn't say except pot.
And I'm just,
if you believe in that,
25,000 uses. It provides the most nutrition in one little packet, the seed of cannabis.
I think Wayne, our Wednesday night co-host, actually eats the seeds.
Right,
isn't it bad for your appendix?
They're one of the most nutritional food in one little package. You know, the pharaohs kept. It was found in the pharaoh's tombs. They wanted to bring it to the next world with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plant that, like I say, feed you, clothe you, house you. That's why it's against the law.
You think? You really think
and
that's what it is?
The ones that are yelling the loudest are the ones making the money off of it, being against the law, chasing it or selling it.
It's one true. It's a great observation, because whenever a legalization or even a medical initiative comes up on the ballot, the chiefs of police can always be counted on to trot themselves out and come out against it. And that's because they are worried about their budgets. They want to have big anti-drug budgets so they can buy more guns and armored patrol vehicles and stuff.
They say they give us Marinol and stuff, but that stuff goes through the pharmaceuticals. They take out all the good, you know, the stuff that's going to make you feel better, give you the pure drug thing of it that costs you about $800 for the month.
Yeah.
Where you could just grow it in your yard. That's why they don't want it, because it's a simple thing that grows anywhere.
You know, you're right, Dave. Back in the history, and thank you for the call, in the history of marijuana, if you go and you look at the history of drug prohibition, specifically marijuana prohibition, there absolutely were industrial people, the big names. I think DuPont was one of them. Also, Hearst, William Randolph Hearst, he was a little bit scared of the whole hemp paper after he'd invested in forests. There were a lot of people, movers and shakers, who had political connections, and they used those political connections to get marijuana outlawed, and thereby, by proxy, hemp outlawed as well. And they used the excuse of, well, it's being used by all those evil black people. That's what that was their excuse.
Don't forget the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, and the Mexicans as well. And they're tempting your white daughters with them, is what they said. Seriously, these were the reasons they gave back then. And people fell right in line, and they outlawed it, and that's where we've been ever since. And it's insanity to have this product be illegal.
It really is.
Let's go to Tim in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with the Unimark. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Good show.
Thanks.
This kind of ties together.
Okay.
What do we have after that fruit? We always have candy. What's the deal with the New Hampshire tax on your candy?
There's a New Hampshire candy tax? Did they pass that? I heard rumors about it.
I wanted to ask you guys about it. 50 cents a pound. What's the average bar size?
Holy crap. Hang on, Tim. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Mark, let's see if we can find something about this candy tax here in a moment so we aren't caught entirely unawares. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Sheridan in Texas, and you as well if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth Friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the pack at 8.net. Toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features of the website. They're all completely free, and that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,000 pages, actually almost 1,200 pages now. It just keeps growing. It's like a monster.
You know, there's people working on it constantly.
A monster of fun.
You know, Senior Grouchy Pants has his own page.
He does now, doesn't he? Who's Senior Grouchy Pants?
Senior Grouchy Pants is my 22-pound white-hot ball of feline fury.
If you want to see what a 22-pound cat looks like, you really should go to the Senior page at the wiki. How do people... Is it easy to find?
Oh, I don't know. I would imagine it's somehow connected to
link to your profile.
Yeah, link to my page on there. I would think so. But, you know, there's a picture of me holding him with my hair, like, really messed up. And
right.
I'm working on my old house. So I'm a terrible mess. But the cat is covering my entire chest because he does.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And you were bigger at that time than you are.
Yes, I've lost a little weight.
1-800-259-9231. So enjoy the wiki. It's over there, and it's free at wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, back to Tim in Montana. Now, Tim, you'd called in because you're concerned with a forthcoming candy tax here in the state of New Hampshire. We did a little bit of digging during the break there, and it turns out that it's just a proposal at this point. But, Mark, can you summarize what's on the table here?
A state legislator is proposing a new candy tax. Apparently, the Democratic, would you have guessed any different, Representative Catherine Mulholland of Grafton has proposed raising money for the state by putting a 50-cent tax per pound of candy, which would equal about 5 cents per candy bar. This guy, Dave Quinn, he's an employee of Can Otis Chocolates in Manchester. As a candy maker and retailer, he would have to get multiple candy licenses, which would cost his store about $450, and his store would be required to buy candy stamps, candy tax stamps that would be put on all candy. Costs would be passed along, of course.
Crazy.
You know, it's just amazing. And this is, of course, for it's funding education. It's for the children.
Well, what's going on here in New Hampshire is that government is growing so large
mm-hmm.
that they're trying to come up with ways to fund it. Instead of thinking about cutting the size of government, all these representatives are coming up with new proposed taxes that they can levy on people. And it's really sad, and that's why we need as many people to come here as part of the Free State Project as possible to head this off and turn the tide. Tim, what do you think?
Well, you know, that's what my question was to you guys, because, you know, it's only going to take one state. You know, look at the HPV vaccine requirements.
When you say it's only going to take one state, what do you mean?
Well, I think if you guys wind up passing it, others are going to follow suit. You know, the group hug.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
the bureaucrats do love their taxes.
I guess the one thing too is, are the cops? You know, how much are these RFID chips or the powder? You know, right now they're going to go ahead and label it, but gosh, guys, that's costly. That RFID powder, the way that they're going to go, why not just dust it? It's going to make it a lot cheaper. And I guess are the cops going to come when the kids have too much and they deem you an unfit parent?
Who knows, man? It's a scary world out there. And
well, it'll be taxed on medical candy pretty soon, won't it, guys?
I think he's right. Is that,
you know,
this
going
is
back to what you said earlier, I wrote this down to get this. If we don't have a right, you know, or privilege, in a parental sense, to candy, then what do we have left? That'll be the kids' motto.
Maybe this will be the last straw, you know? It'll be a great way to get kids on board with the Liberty Movement. Because,
oh, yes.
I mean, 50 cents on a pound, you can go and buy a pound of candy for a buck or a buck, you know, a buck 50. And that's really a 25%, 50% tax in some cases.
Well, exactly, guys. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when I was a kid and I had a buck or a couple bucks in my pocket, I could have my spokes still spinning underneath an oak tree somewhere and eating an Abba Zabba. But, you know, it's going to be where the kids are lucky to pull off a half of one anymore. Anyway,
thanks for the call,
Tim.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He said thanks for the call on that one. Unusual.
Well, he wanted to talk about it. And I think he's got a point. Is, you know, this is one of the directions, this whole anti-smoking, pro-health kind of legislation that's out there can go. Is, you know, now let's put a tax on candy. We need funds for education. We need a tax on candy. This one, not going to make it. It's being supported by a very fringe group of Democrats. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere.
Well, they're claiming that they're bringing it up to start a dialogue about taxes.
Well, that's probably true.
And, I hope we do have that dialogue about taxes.
Here's your dialogue about taxes. Take your taxes and shove them where the sun don't shine.
Sounds good to me. Hey, I've got a little bit of good news for you, Mark. There have actually been, once again, on this courtroom sort of theme that we've had throughout the evening tonight. This one's from, of all places, Salt Lake City. And you might find it a little bit surprising, this particular ruling coming out of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
According to KSL.com, huge radio and television station out there, the odor of burning marijuana didn't justify...
Now, KSL is anytime a television or radio station has...
Three letters.
You know that station was, it was given its license before 1939. Chances are very good that this is one of those big wattage, it serves a lot of people, you know, just a little inside industry thing. That's like,
yeah, KSL was a huge AM talk station,
mm-hmm.
And now they flipped over and they're simulcasting on FM as well. So KSL is sort of one of the leaders in the FM talk sort of revolution, if you will, which I think is exciting. Anyway, so here's their report. Apparently, the odor of burning marijuana didn't justify a search of a central Utah trailer without a warrant, said the Utah Supreme Court on Friday. Police officers broke through the door of a trailer in Carbon County in April 2003 because they believed the suspects were eliminating evidence by smoking it. The court, however, said there was no sign that Bernadette Duran knew authorities were around. Quote, more significantly, there's no indication that the law enforcement officers engaged in any effort, much less a reasonable one, to reconcile their needs with the demands of personal privacy. The court said in a 4-1 decision. The Supreme Court upheld a ruling by the Utah Court of Appeals. The case originated with a judge in the 7th District Court in Price who had refused to throw out evidence. Police seized guns and drugs. Oh, hallelujah, said the Duran's attorney, Samuel Bailey, said this is good news. Duran and three other defendants pleaded guilty to drug charges, although her conviction was conditional and thrown out after the appeals court declared the seizure illegal. Thank goodness. He had feared the Supreme Court would rule against Duran, giving police more authority and diminishing privacy rights. The ruling will change things, said Bailey. They pay attention, officers do. They read the case law, and they know when they will get overturned. The dissenter on Utah's highest court was Associate Chief Justice so-and-so, who said this was not a close call that would require a search warrant. Protecting the rights of citizens does not necessarily require the handcuffing of police. Oh, boom, boom. The poor police officers can't use their noses anymore. Thank goodness. The Utah Attorney General's office, which took the case to the Supreme Court, didn't bother returning a phone call seeking comment.
Imagine they didn't.
In the decision written by Justice Ronald Nehring, the majority expressed concern the police might feel empowered to enter a house to check if minors were drinking alcohol or search an 18-year-old for cigarettes, both without warrants. If, for instance, you can just say, I smell marijuana in that trailer. Let's kick in the door. Then you can just say whatever you want. Oh, well, I smell booze on your breath, so we're going to run a DUI check. We're going to run a check on you. Or I smell cigarette smoke, so I'm going to pat you down and search you for cigarettes, young man. I mean, this is just, it's police state mentality gone to an extreme, and thank goodness the Supreme Court in the state of, or in the Utah area, had the sense to reject this.
Well, you know, I don't know what I think about this entirely. I agree with the police officer in this particular circumstance.
What do you mean?
I mean that a cop should be able to use all of his senses to find a criminal.
But no.
Yes.
There's no crime being committed here.
If I see blood on somebody's shirt, am I not allowed? Is that not probable cause to investigate them in some way?
No, it's not. Unless you actually have that. That might be a reasonable suspicion, but it's not a probable cause.
There's a guy with a bloody machete and blood splatters all over his shirt, and I'm investigating a murder in his neighborhood.
That'd be a little different.
Oh, wait, though. Cops are always on the lookout for people breaking laws. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you smell marijuana, I think that marijuana should be legal, but it seems to me...
But as long as it's illegal, you support the cops just being able to harass anybody that they claim they smell marijuana on?
Being able to do police work, that's all.
This isn't police work, this is shoddy crap.
This is the same crap, though, that that the illegal aliens people pull. They say, well, what about the welfare? They're getting all the welfare. Ian, no, cops should be able to do police work, and our problem is with the drug laws.
So you're supporting the police being able to kick in somebody's door because they smell pot coming out of it, as long as pot's illegal?
No.
What are you talking about then?
I'm telling you that cops should be able to use all their senses to solve crimes. That's all.
So as long as pot is illegal, they should be able to kick people's doors in. That's what
pot
you're saying.
Pot shouldn't be illegal.
But it is, and as long as it is illegal, you're supporting
that. No, but
it
shouldn't be illegal,
Ian. I understand
that,
Mark.
That's all.
But
pot shouldn't be illegal, and cops should be able to do police work. Let's attack the problem here.
But
the problem is that pot is illegal.
I understand that. But while pot is illegal, police should not be able to kick down people's doors because they think they smell marijuana coming from somebody's
house. Pot shouldn't be illegal.
You can keep repeating that, and I'll keep agreeing with you. The point is, cops shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
They
can claim up and down they smell pot. Maybe they didn't smell pot. Maybe they just saw you, didn't like the way that you looked, and said they smelled pot. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.